Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A section of the Republican mega bill pending in the U.S. Senate would require the government to sell some of the public land in Alaska and 10 other states to build housing. The bill doesn't specify which property would be sold, but it requires the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to offload at least 0.5% of the acreage they manage. Blaine Miller McFeely of Earth Justice says it amounts to a minimum of 2 million acres across Alaska and the West.
So this is an unprecedented and massive land sell-off. It's a fire sale.
The bill excludes a lot of federal land from eligibility for sale, such as national parks, designated wilderness, and national recreation areas. Miller McFeely says it still leaves a lot of beloved land vulnerable to the auction block. Environmental groups are circulating maps showing vast tracts they say comprise the pool of lands from which the selections might be made. A federal land sale sounds good to Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Rodney Dial. About 98% of the borough is within the Tongass National Forest. And Dial says that prevents construction of much-needed housing, even on land the borough already owns.
Great example of that would be we have about 250 acres or so in the Ward Cove area, which is kind of near where a cruise ship dock is. So its location next to an industrial area is ideal, but the problem is that property is landlocked.
Environmental advocates say that while the bill says the land would be sold for housing, the lots could end up being logged or mined. Joe Plesha, spokesman for Senator Lisa Murkowski, says the senator is following the issue. He warned that some of the maps the environmental groups are circulating are misleading and says only lands next to existing infrastructure would be eligible for sale. Seven Ketchikan and Sitka residents have pleaded guilty for their involvement in an international drug trafficking ring. 32-year-old Ketchikan resident Patricia Seal Utke was the final defendant charged in the case. She pleaded guilty on Tuesday. The group was responsible for moving drugs and laundering money across the state. The U.S. Postal Service intercepted a package full of methamphetamine and heroin in 2022. Feds say the package was addressed to Seal Utke. When the drugs arrived in Ketchikan, her boyfriend, Larry Marsden, picked them up and was arrested by police. Court documents say the Southeast Alaska operation was part of a bigger ring run by an inmate in a California prison. In total, over 60 people across Alaska and California have been charged in connection with the operation. This is Alaska Public Media.